This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Soccer fans will know that Euro 2020 is going on right now. Yes, 2020, not a typo. But while the soccer world is looking at Europe, I spent some time last week at Banc of California Stadium, about 5 minutes from downtown LA. It's a soccer-specific stadium, home at the moment to the Los Angeles Football Club of the men's Major League Soccer, and soon home to Angel City Football Club, which is going to join the National Women's Soccer League next spring.
Nice to see you. How are you?
Good to meet you. Hi.
Oh, man, you guys have your own masks?
Of course we have our own masks.
Julie Herman's the president and a co-owner of Angel City, which of course meant that we got to sit in the owner's box.
Up the stairs?
Nope, straight.
No?
Straight.
Oh.
And here we are.
Perfect. Excellent. Let's find a place in the shade as they mow the lawn.
If you've heard a thing or two about this team, it's probably because of its owners and investors and its origin story. Natalie Portman at an event with former women's national team great Abby Wambach.
Yeah, Natalie was listening to Abby Wambach talk about how retirement for female athletes is so different than male athletes. Abby was getting the Icon Award at the ESPYs at the same time as Kobe and Peyton Manning, and they were talking about where to spend their hundreds of millions of dollars, and Abby was trying to figure out how to make her mortgage. And it really stuck with Natalie to the extent that when she left the talk, she started asking why. They're the best in the world. She's the best at her sport. Why is it so different for women than men? And then it was, well, if I want to affect change, I need to have a seat at the table. So it was her idea to launch Angel City Football Club.
The team's investors are mostly women, including Wambach and more than a dozen other national team players and a bunch of celebrities as well.
It's unbelievable. They understand that we're building something bigger than a game here, and they want to be here and be a part of it. It's not just about writing a check. It's about really being part of the community.
You are a digital media executive person. You're not a sports person. How'd you wind up here?
Well, I'm an athlete. I grew up playing basketball. I'm a huge sports fan, born and raised here in Los Angeles. But as an entrepreneur, as a media person, as a gaming executive, I know how to build communities, and I know how to build products, and I know how to entertain. And that's really what sports is. You have to create an entertaining experience. We're doing it differently by leading with purpose. But I'm able to bring all of my skill sets together for something that I truly love, which is sports.
So as we were walking in, and I don't know if that'll make the final edit or not, but we talked about this is actually more than just a soccer club.
It is.
It's a brand that you're building. Explain the intentionality behind that.
We want Angel City to be a global brand, because if we're a global brand...
Global brand is a big swing. Come on.
We want to be on the same stage as the New York Yankees and Barcelona.
Good for you. We're
building Angel City as if we are a platform. And this platform stands for equality and impact. So we view Angel City Football Club as the first expression of the platform. And our goal is to launch other products and service and entertainment products underneath the global brand that is Angel City.
Like what?
Could be an esports team. Could be an esports league. We could launch our own tequila line. I mean, at the end of the day, as long as our values are the same and we're striving for equality and equity, you know, the sky's the limit as far as what kind of product we can bring to market.
When you got this job, what were the first, like, five things you figured you had to do?
I had to learn the business of sports, right? I've built other products, but I didn't even know how to go about building a sports business. And so you talked about this aspiration of being a global brand being so big, but as an entrepreneur and trying to learn about sports, I went to look for the best examples. So, you know, if we want to be the best, we need to be a platform like City Football Group and understand how can we commercialize this and drive it to profitability. How can we get the fandom and the engagement of the community like Barcelona and create real sense of ownership with our fans? And then what is uniquely Angel City that came from the earliest conversations that Natalie had was purpose. So how does Angel City combine purpose and brand and a platform together? And I went about building that. And so then I learned what are the ins and outs of a soccer team, like what are my expenses and my revenue, and what is the story that's going to galvanize a community in Los Angeles where there's already 11 professional sports teams.
Right. So what is the story of Angel City?
We strive to set higher expectations on and off the pitch. We want to elevate women's sports and specifically women's soccer and show that it is as good, if not better, than any other professional sports team here. And it deserves the attention and the revenue that the male teams just get without trying.
There are, I think this coming spring, there'll be 12 teams, right?
Correct.
What have your conversations been like with other ownership groups about the ambitions that this team has?
Because
you guys are getting a lot of press. You're getting a lot of oomph, right? Because of where you are, because of who your leadership group is, and because of, frankly, the power of the women. So what kind of conversations are you having?
Look, we are an open playbook, and we talk to all the clubs about what it is and what we're building. We have been really successful in building community. We have nearly a half a dozen founding sponsors today at real valuations.
That's before minute one has been played, which is kind of amazing.
Before minute one, before we have a single player,
before we have
a coach.
Right, right.
And so again, as we think about how do we lead with passion and purpose to drive to profitability, when we started talking to brands, we launched the Angel City sponsorship model. Mm-hmm. So we give 10% of our revenue back to the communities through our social impact platform. It's bringing brands into sports that have never thought about sports sponsorship ever. One of our jersey sponsors is a company called Birdies, which is a direct-to-consumer women's footwear company. They're an early-stage company themselves, but they see the mission alignment, and they recognize that our audience will come if they support Angel City. And for their 10%, we're doing a whole program around female mentorship, and we have interns today learning about women in sports and entrepreneurship and what it takes to be part of a sports team.
I don't want to end on a downer, but at the end of the day, you got to win games.
You have to win games. We are building an incredible soccer operations team led by Enya Luko. She's a former English national team player. Most recently was the general manager of Aston Villa Women. We have an incredibly exciting announcement to make soon about our coach. Players aren't far behind. Come on.
You could break it right here.
I could if I knew who we were favoring of our shortlist, but we are super close. But it's coming. And then we get to start telling stories about the players and about the sport, and we can start following them on their journey to becoming an Angel City Football Club player and to our first game.
When's the expansion draft?
The expansion draft is in the winter.
Okay.
And then we have the amateur college draft in January.
Okay. And first game is when?
April of 22.
Julie, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.